بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عصر کا وقت ہے بھائی آو، باہے گردن میں ڈالے گی زینب. عصر کا وقت ہے بھائی آو، باہے گردن میں ڈالے گی زینب. یا علی میری مشکل میں آو، مرنے جاتے ہے بھائی بچاؤ. غم برادر کو سہ نہ سکو گی، اور سب غم اٹھائے گی زینب. عصر کا وقت ہے بھائی آو، باہے گردن میں ڈالے گی زینب. لٹ گیا اب وہ سارا براگر، ایک بیمار باقی ہے تنہا. اب نہ کوئی ہے باقی مدد کو، آج کس کو پکارے گی زینب. مجھ کو ظالم ستاتے ہیں بھائی، اور در لگاتے ہیں بھائی. چھین لی ہے میرے سر سے چادر، منہ کو کیسے چھپائے گی زینب. ننی بچی سکینہ کے منہ پر، ظالموں نے تماچے ہیں مارے. چلی ہے کانوں سے بالیو، اب کیسے بچائیں گی زینب. جب مدینے کو جاؤں گی بھیا، اور رو رو کے پوچھے گی سگرا، ہے کہاں میرا ننا برادر، اس کو کیسے بتائیں گی زینب. امام حسین has reached a point where he has lost all of his backbone supporters, his companions and his family members. There is no more Abbas to give him that support base of confidence. He no more has Zuhair ibn Qain, Habib ibn Mazahir, and Abbas, who was the holder of the flag, the standard bearer, Sahibul Liwa. The only thing left now is for him to say farewell to his family and his child, his daughter, and move on to the abode of the hereafter. Abu Mikhnaf says that Imam Hussein goes to the tent of the women folk and says to them, يا أم كلثوم ويا زينب ويا سكينة ويا رقية ويا آتقة ويا صفية، عليكن من السلام، فهذا آخر الاجتماع وقد قرب منكم الافتجاء. I bid my farewell to you, أم كلثوم and زينب and سكينة and رقية and آتقة and صفية. May blessings of peace be upon all of you. This are my final farewell, because I think the time has come for me as well to show the selflessness and sacrifice and move away from egoism, individualism, self-absorption. فصاحت أم كلثوم يا أخي كأنك استسلمت للموت. She says, Umm Kulthum, that, oh brother, I sense in your greetings as if you are now resigned to death. Imam Hussein says, فَقَيْفَ لَا يَسْتَسْلِمُ مَنْ لَا نَاصَرَ اللَّهِ. How is it possible not for me to resign to death when I have no more helpers left? وَلَا مُعِينٌ. And I have no supporters left. فَقَالَتْ يَا أَخِي رُدَّنَا إِلَى حَرْمِ جَدِّنَا. She says, in that case, why don't we take us back to the graveyard of our grandfather? Imam Hussein hears the plea of her daughter. فَرَفْعَتْ سُكَيْنَا صَوْتَهَا بِالْبُقَاءِ وَالنَّجِيبِ فَضَمَّحَ الْحُسَيْنِ إِلَى صَدْرِهِ الشَّرِيفِ وَكَبَّلَهَا وَمَسَحَ دُمُوءَهَا بِكَمِّهِ. Imam Hussein lifts up Sukaina and cries. He sees her crying and he embraces her. Embraces her towards his chest, kisses her, and removes the tears from her eyes and says to her, سَيَطُولُ بَعْدِي يَا سُكَيْنَ فَعَلَمِي مِنْكِ الْبُكَى إِذَا الْحِمَامُ دُحَيْ. That Sukaina, after me, you will have to be prepared. There'll be many moments where you'll have to cry and weep. لَا تُخْرِي قَلْبِي بِدَامِ خَسْرَ مَاذَا مِنِّي الرُّوحُ فِي جَثْمَانِ. Do not cry now and create more pain and suffering for your father. As long as my soul is in me, postpone your crying to a later time. قال ثم توجه نحو القوم وقال. Imam Hussein moves on and looks towards the army of Umar ibn Sa'd and says, يا ويلكم, shame on you. ألا ما تقاتلوني. For what reason do you want to kill me? ألا حقي تركته. Have I eaten up the right of somebody else? Have I robbed you of any of your rights? أم على سنة غيرتها. Have I changed any sunnah of the Holy Prophet? أم على شريعة بدلتها. Have I changed any of his sharia? فقالوا. They said, Umar ibn Sa'd, army, بَلْ نُقَاتِلُكَ بُغْذًا مِنَّا لِأَبِيكَ. No, we want to kill you because we have bughs, opposite of love. We have enmity, we have hatred for you and for your father. وَمَا فَعَلَ بِأَشْيَاخِنَا يَوْمَ بَدْرٍ وَحُنَيْنَ. We want to take revenge and vendetta for the loss of lives that your family brought upon us in the battle of Badr and Hunayn. فَلَمَّا سَمَعَ كَلَامَهُمْ بَكَى وَجَعَلَ يَنْظُرُ يَمِينًا وَشِمَالًا. When Imam heard this, he cried and he looks toward the left and the right. فَلَمْ يَرَى أَحَدْ. He saw nobody مِنْ أَنصَارِهِ, from his supporters. إِلَّا مَنْ صَافِهِ التُرَاب. All the ones had been laid on the ground. So he begins to call out. It's a call to us, of course. فَنَادَى يَا مُسْلِمِ ابْنَ عَقِيلٍ وَيَا هَانِي ابْنَ أُرْوَى وَيَا حَبِيبِ ابْنَ مَظَاهِرٍ وَيَا زُحَيْرِ ابْنَ قَيْنٍ وَيَا يَزِيدِ ابْنَ مَظَاهِرٍ يَا فُلَانُ وَفُلَانُ مَا لِأُنَادِيكُمْ فَلَا تُجِيبُونَ. How come I call upon you but none of you are responding anymore? وَدْعُوكُمْ فَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. I'm summoning you but it seems none of you is able to listen to my pleas. أَنْتُمْ نِيَامٌ أَرْجُوكُمْ تَنْتَبِحُونَ. It seems that you are in a deep sleep and I wish that you would get up. أَمْ حَالَتْ مَوَدَّتَكُمْ أَنْ إِمَامِكُمْ فَلَا تَنْسُرُهُ. Are you in sleep or should I just be hopeless of any further help? هذه نساء الرسول لفقدكم قد ألاهن النحول فقوموا عن نومكم أيها الكرام وادفعوا عن حرم رسول الله رسول الطغاة اللام. He says, get up my dear friends and defend the dignity and the sanctity of the family of the Prophet. At that time, we have a report that says that Imam Sajjad tries to get up. He was suffering from deep fever. He was suffering from acute fever. He tries his best to get up, but he's not able to reply to his plea. Imam Hussein goes to the battlefield and fights valiantly, we are told by all the reports, to an extent that he creates a sense of havoc in the enemy's side, that they decide to send several cavalries against him to bring an end to this icon of justice, to this icon of ethics and morality. His living was a sign of justice. After having suffered already plentifully, this cavalry puts additional harm to him, and it weakens him to such an extent, we are told, that he falls down in the station of prostration, and he is heard reciting a dua in which he says, Sabran ala qadaik, La ilaha siwak, ya ghiyathul mustaghithin, that I am patient under all circumstances, O God, beside you there is no one, the one whom we plea for help and assistance. When this scene is being seen near the tent of Janabi Zainab, we are told that the young son of Imam Hassan, perhaps 10 or 11 years old, he was uncontrollable and he tries to provide some safety and protection to his uncle. And Janabi Zainab tries to withhold him from going, but apparently he is able to escape, because Imam Hussein's body at that time was not far from the tent, we know that. He goes and he tells the person who wants to sever the head of Imam Hussein that, oh you wretched person, oh you merciless person, you think you'll be able to kill my uncle? I will give him protection. He puts his arms around Imam Hussein and we are told that the state of bughz, the state of animosity, opposite of love, opposite of compassion, opposite of human conscience, had overtaken to such an extent that there was no mercy on young and old. And he slashes not only Imam Hussein, but also the young lad who screeches out for help. Still there is a sense of hesitation amongst the army of Umar ibn Sa'd. They are hesitant that how can they sever the head of the grandson of the Holy Prophet in this state. I think they were still remembering many of the sayings of the Holy Prophet about Hussein. Umar ibn Sa'd tells them that you are cowards. One of you should go and sever his head. Because this was a custom. You take the head as a sign of victory. This was no victory at all. We are told that Shimr ibn Doshan and Sinan ibn Anas and somebody else perhaps accompanied them and took up this challenge to sever the head of Imam Hussein. Janabe Zainab is seeing all this from her tent. And she screams out to Umar ibn Sa'd that, "Oh, Umar ibn Sa'd, will you allow Abu Abdullah to be killed while you are still watching and standing still?" She thought maybe he remembers something or has a conscience. He says, "Is there anyone amongst you who can claim to be a Muslim? Is there anyone who can claim to be a Muslim and yet commit this kind of atrocity against the grandson of the Prophet?" Of course, there is no response. Umar ibn Sa'd ignores the pleas of Janabe Zainab, and these savage barbarians, lacking in compassion, full of books. Books for Imam Hussein, books for the Prophet, because they had killed some of their members. These Asabiyya was a disease. Asabiyya, tribal humanism, is a disease. And tribal humanism has reappeared and can reappear also in modernity and postmodernity. Be very watchful. These people, full of animosity and anger, they have no qualms. They sever the head of Imam Hussein ibn Ali, while we are told he's in a state of thanking God. فَقَدْ قُتِلَ الْحُسَيْنُ بِكَرْبَلَا فَقَدْ زُبِحَ الْحُسَيْنُ بِكَرْبَلَا مَاتَ الْحُسَيْنُ.